What differences and disagreements do you have with the voting record of Congresswoman DeLorme? What do you criticize her about?
I think the main criticisms as we began was talking about how she's functioned as a rubber stamp for President Bush's war on terrorism and his military budget that is almost the increase of $40 billion this year is greater than the military budget of any other nation in the world. It's obscene. It's that certainly one of my main issues. It's also the fact that she's not been a leader in campaign finance reform. She's not been a leader on universal health care. And some of her votes, frankly, on one of her most offensive votes was the vote in favor of the Defense of Marriage Act against gays and lesbians and the equal protection of the laws that they are entitled to as citizens of the United States, getting a lot of support from that community. Also raising issues, there's a bill that calls for a study of reparations. It's not calling for reparations, it's calling for this nation to look at the issue of reparations to the descendants of African American slaves. I think it's an issue we need to address. It's a matter of justice for all Americans to consider. And again, no leadership there. She won't even meet with the New Haven Reparations Coalition. There are, I think, one of the most telling votes that she that I've criticized her is the fact that despite her good vote on labor issues, on corporate issues, she votes for the corporations. She received contributions from Arthur Andersen twice in the last few years, and she voted for what Nader calls the Corporate Fraud Protection Act, an act that made it more difficult for shareholders to sue corporations like Enron and limited the liability of auditing firms like Arthur Andersen. And in this whole discussion about corporate reform, that law that was passed in 95 over Clinton's veto with the support of DeLauro and Lieberman and Dodd, that law was not repealed. That law wasn't even debated. So we're not going to get a fundamental corporate and economic reform as long as the Democrats and Republicans have nobody to challenge them and keep them honest.